the latest imagery collected by Digital Globe satellites for the Satellite Sentinel project shows three encampments inside the Abyei region, which corroborate reports of approximately 1,500 northern police backed by the government of Sudan moving into the Abyei region over the past few days. So basically, the imagery shows a large movement of northern aligned forces into the Abyei region at three points.
What three points are those?
That would be Gali, Bongo, and the Difra camp. Now, I want to be clear that we have seen activity at those positions before, but what we are seeing is a severe spike in the amount of tents present at those positions, consistent with reports that troops have moved into Abyei.
Do the images tell you whether forces from the south are responding to this?
At this point, we have collected and released imagery just specific to the north in this incident. But what we are doing now is basically tracking whether there is a corroborative and corresponding response from southern aligned forces. In the report we released approximately 2 weeks ago, Frontline Abyei, we showed that southern forces were moving into Todak and Tajale, points that had been burned in the past month, allegedly by Misriya militia. And we're going to continue to monitor those points and look for any potential corresponding buildup.
Now, you say the forces in the Abyei encampments are police. How do you know that?
Well, we don't know that. We know that there are reports describing forces as northern police moving to those positions. So what we do know is that imagery corroborates reports of alleged northern police. We can't, by satellite, say exactly what unit type or command and control structure those forces have. But what we can say is that they clearly are moving to areas where northern aligned forces have been present, and that their fortifications and positioning is consistent with being allied with the north.
Do these encampments have any specific strategic value?
They do have strategic value in the sense that basically up until the violence of this past month, both the north and the south, their standing forces and proxy forces, were not allowed. They still are not allowed inside Abyei. But now you see jockeying occurring since the burning of three villages earlier in the month. We can clearly track through the Sentinel project movement of forces that are not supposed to be there, that are not mandated by the Conference of Peace Agreement, moving into position, basically facing each other. So it's a very dangerous situation, Joe. We now have a potentially deadly game of chess occurring where forces that are not supposed to be in this contested region are moving in, facing one another, and following each other's move.
So these images reveal troop movements around Abyei at a time when the South is preparing for independence. Is there any specific connection there?
Basically, since the secession referendum in January, we've seen a series of skirmishes in the contested region in Abyei, which was an issue not resolved by the referendum. But we've also seen militia groups skirmishing in the South with the Sudan People's Liberation Army. So basically, we've seen a spike since the referendum, and the South has made accusations against the North and vice versa. Our concern is that these spikes will continue to grow, and that's why this project is important, to try to deter violence on the ground before the secession.